Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hello, my Galileo gigglers.
What the heck?
Galileo, Galileo.
Actually, I watched Night at the Museum last night.
Oh my God, that's such a beautiful, pure movie.
I needed something that was like really wholesome.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
After a very non-wholesome Halloween weekend, what happened?
I went to Miami, which literally flashbacks to Salami Squad. Did not stay at the Good Time Hotel.
Where did you stay?
It was actually really funny. I was telling this like random girl. I was like, oh, last time I was in Miami, I was on like my friend's bachelorette party. She was like, oh my God, so fun. Where'd you stay? And I was like, oh, this place called the Good Time Hotel. And she was like, I've never heard of it. And I was like, there's a reason.
Okay, the rooms were very small.
I was like, it was the best weekend of my life.
It's not about where you are, to your with.
So true.
At least it wasn't a Best Western.
I mean.
When did you decide you were going to Miami for Halloween? I didn't even know this.
I didn't even really go for Halloween. One of our friends is like a professional golfer, and he had a golf tournament that I like didn't even go to.
Wait. I think what everyone wants to know is who was the gorgeous man that you took a photo with.
So everyone in my DMs was like, oh my God, you're cheating on Craig. And I was like, yeah, for sure. I'm cheating on Craig and I'm going to post it on my Instagram story. That man could not be more gay. His boyfriend was literally in the background of the picture.
That man could not be more disgusted by your labia.
No, literally could not be more disgusted by my body type. No, that's my friend Jeremy, who is like, has literally been voted the best looking man on like multiple publications.
Oh my God. I've been like very attracted to gay men lately.
Then I was thinking, like, could you date the best looking man? I know I couldn't.
Oh, you know, I'm all shallow. I like having the hot like side piece. Dez is my trophy husband.
Yeah, I like the opposite. Not that I'm like saying Craig is ugly.
No, Craig is fully your accessory. Craig is at this point.
Very good looking, but I don't think I could date someone that pretty.
I also think that people who are that pretty like are fucking annoying.
Jeremy, you're annoying. No, Jeremy's not annoying.
No. He's gay. So like that's a whole different thing. Yeah, like, gay guys are always beautiful.
Yeah. But like a really hot straight man, like a pretty straight man.
No.
You have no trauma. So in turn, you have no personality.
Yeah.
And then you just lie.
Then you're a liar and a cheater. And, like, and you murder people.
And you just like.
You've never been taught right or wrong because of pretty privilege. So you do crazy shit when you're good
looking. And you get away with it.
The way you get a personality is from people telling you to shut the fuck up. And then you realize what's okay to say and what's not. But when you're good looking, everyone just goes, Oh my God, that was so funny.
They talked. Wow. Amazing. Yeah. So I had a really fun Halloween weekend. We actually didn't dress up any night.
Yeah. Did Craig get to wear eyeliner? He loves eyeliner.
No, he didn't. He didn't even wear a Halloween costume this year.
Was he okay?
I don't know if he was like, if he was okay. But there was no opportunity to like dress up and go out. Honestly, I like didn't go out two nights in Miami that I was there. I was like, oh my God, is this adulting?
Oh, you were doing dinner?
We just like chilled and like, well, they were like playing golf. So they were like had to, they like couldn't go out some nights because they had to wake up and like do their jobs, which I,
oh, so it was supported. Like a real tournament.
It was like a real tournament, which they won. So then we celebrated on Sunday night and then I came home on Monday yesterday.
Wow. This is a golf podcast.
This is a full golf podcast. And I tried to tell people there that I host a golf podcast, but no one was listening to me. I was like, it's so funny if you guys need any tips.
You went up to the booth yeah. and you were like, hey guys, if you need some insight.
I was like, if you need anyone to commentate on this golf tournament, I actually run a golf podcast. So it's so funny that I'm here. I did see some gigglers at the golf tournament and they commented on how I was probably doing research for the podcast. And I was like, you are in fact
you
right.
Just like have a pad of paper the whole time and Craig's like, what are you doing? And you're like, research.
I have like a press pass. I'm like, sorry, I have to go with ESPN. Gotta go.
You're like, excuse me, Bubba Watson, what was going through your head when you decided on that color salmon for your shirt?
The number one thing that I realized at this particular golf tournament is that the golfers were allowed to wear shorts. And that was something I was very intrigued by.
Oh, is this because it's like the new league?
Yeah, this is like a new, it's not like the PGA, it's like a new thing.
Okay, this is legitimately a golf podcast, girls.
Because, okay, it's called LIV, like the golf tournament is called like, or like whatever the company is, it's called LIV Golf. And every time people were saying LIV, I kept thinking that they were talking about the club. Like,
no,
club
that's fully
LIV.
A club.
And I was just like, wait, where, what time are we going? Are you sure that it's open?
You're like, when does it open? Did we get a table?
And they were like, are you stupid? And I was like, gotta go.
Wait, so girls, if you're talking to a guy and you want to impress him about golf, be like, so what do you think about the new league, LIV?
Yeah,
what do you think? And say that your friend is friends with Dustin Johnson. He'll literally ejaculate on your leg.
Dustin literally like won the golf tournament and I was like, I'm so glad that like the pointers I told you helped. He just like looked
Wait,
at
it's
me.
It's so weird that you're like friends with him.
I know.
So Dustin Johnson is known as like the swaggiest man on tour.
Yeah, for sure. Him and his wife are just like so swaggy. Like he won and all of a sudden like Prada shoes were like delivered to the house.
Oh my like, God.
I was like, what goes on?
Well, he won like millions of dollars. What do you think it's like to be with a professional athlete from like experiencing the weekend?
She's stressed. She's stressed. Yeah.
Cause if he doesn't win, you have to like deal with him.
Probably. I mean, luckily he won this weekend, but I've never been around him where he hasn't won.
That's crazy. Cause like there's thousands of people in these tournaments
and he always wins.
But, like, dating a professional athlete, you literally have to deal with their fucking mood swings. Like, oh, my team fucking lost. And they're acting like it's World War IV. And you have to, like, deal with him like he's a soldier. When you're, like, literally, no one cares about your little ball sport.
Wait, did you see that TikTok? Okay, you know the what the heck are their names? Like, Logan Paul. And what's the other one?
Oh, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, and he's with Julia Rose.
Okay, so there was like a clip on TikTok of her being like, I am never allowed to say anything because when you have a fight, all of your people are texting me being like, hey, make sure he, like, nothing stresses him out and like make sure he's good for the fight. And then like when you fight, then it's like, well, he's celebrating, make sure. And she's like, and so I never have time where I can vent about anything or else it's my fault that you're upset. And he's just like silent during the clip. And I was like, oh my God, that's
like, people expect so much from women. It's kind of insane sometimes, like, in different situations.
It's also, like, victim blaming. Like, instead of being like, well, you shouldn't have said that to him, be like, well, maybe he can, like, stop being a little bitch and, like, dude, focus and stop blaming it on her just because she wanted to cuddle that morning.
Right. Women get blamed for literally everything. Like, you should have said something, really? Or maybe I should not have to accommodate for what you might do.
Dude, then you're just walking on eggshells all the time. I'm starting, like, a new bit about talking about how dumb he was. But, like, I let him get away with literally everything because he was on ESPN once a week, barely. They wore helmets. Like, he would lose and I just, like, wouldn't text him. I'd be like, I'll let him reach out to me. Like, I just was so scared. Like, I didn't know what to do.
I don't think I could ever date an athlete because here's the thing. At the end of the game, your profession is a game.
But it's like, it's everything to you. Like, my poor other boyfriend, I was long distance in college. I called him every night crying over tennis.
Yeah.
And he just had to listen to me cry. And I was like, the little fuzzy yellow ball didn't go where it's supposed to go. And now my dad is mad at me.
No.
Speaking of dating tennis players, though, do you know, like, the New York City influencer scene and tennis? Oh, my God. I'm, like, very invested in this. Paige Lorenz.
Yes, yes. Stunning, gorgeous blonde.
Dated Armie Hammer, and she dated Tyler Cameron. She's now dating, like, one of the hot, up-and-coming American tennis players.
I did see that she has a new boyfriend. He's
Tommy Paul.
So good-looking. It's hard to look him in the face.
California dude. But this is where the worlds collide. I've been following this girl, Morgan, who is dating tennis player Taylor Fritz.
Okay.
And Taylor Fritz is besties with Tommy Paul. Now, I'm weird with faces, so, like, Paige Lorenz posted, like, the back of a guy's head once, and I was like, that's Tommy Paul. Now, Paige Lorenz and Morgan are just hanging out in, like, Tokyo, Berlin, all I these places. That.
They were, like, in Paris.
With their sexy tennis men.
Yeah, and I was like, good for them. What's the drama?
Honestly, Paige, there was no drama in that story. That was just, like, a happy story. And
wow, I'm not used to those. So
I have blue balls from the story, actually.
Honestly, I think that tennis players are going to be the new. I feel like when I first moved to New York City, if you dated, like, a Yankee or a Ranger, it was like, oh, my God, they're dating, like, an athlete. Now I feel like it's tennis.
But this is the thing with tennis guys and golf guys. It's really all on them. Like, when they lose, they can't be like, well, the pitcher sucked that day. No, right. Like, it's, like, so intense that, like, you're a fucking loser. And the matches are, like, 5 hours. They travel every single week. The lifestyle is hard. But, like, Morgan, this girl Morgan, has been killing it. She does outfits for every match, like, on her TikTok.
I've seen her on TikTok. I've seen that.
She's literally the blonde version of you.
I love that. I'm also very into the TikToks where it's like, a day in the life of a stay-at-home girlfriend. And they always start out with, like, first I fill up my water bottle and then I fill up his water bottle. And I'm like, wow, I should drink water.
Immediately you're like, this is aspirational.
No, so aspirational. And I was like, where did I go wrong that, like, I gave up on being a stay-at-home girlfriend?
Honestly, I was talking to Sierra about this before, and I do have to say, like, I'm so proud of us for so financially independent, because I always wanted it, but I didn't always see that for you.
I did not see it for me, honestly.
Like, you didn't need it. Like, you could have dated so many rich guys. I didn't like the rich guy. I liked the hot, poor man.
I had every opportunity to be a stay-at-home girlfriend, and I denied all of it. And I sometimes wake up in the middle of the night in a pure panic being like, you could have had it all. You could have
it all. Now you're going to have what Giselle has, which at any time you can walk up and leave because you have your own money.
At some point, if Craig just Tom Brady's the situation and stays on reality TV, that is what will happen.
If Craig stops taking care of your children for 10 years, if Craig ignores your entire family, your unborn family.
Who is Giselle gonna date?
Oh my god, Pete Davidson.
I mean, I think she has to start out with Pete. I feel like Pete is like good luck Chuck, and he's like, let me mm-hmm. show you the way until you're ready to like go out and find someone.
I mean,
I don't know. I have so many hopes and dreams for her.
I'm excited for her. Imagine like being stuck with the same dick that you're annoyed with. Like, I don't care who he is. Any dope dick becomes a dull dick eventually if he's an asshole.
A lot of guys choose to ignore the fact that she makes so much more money than Tom Brady.
Honestly, if I were her, I would just pick up like a hot barista.
Get a stay-at-home boyfriend.
Wait, I just thought of my stay-at-home girlfriend video. I'd be like, first I wake up, make myself a water, make him a water, put poison in his.
There is a girl that does like a whole parody of them.
Get the house.
She's like, day in the life of a stay-at-home girlfriend for my billionaire boyfriend. He told me that I was allowed to wake up today and clean the house, so I'm really excited to do that.
She's like, I hate his kids, but I just have to be nice to them for me to be able to use the pool.
What a life. What a life.
Yeah, Giselle, she also might get back with Leo, people are saying. But also, there's literally a bazillion men.
Leo was just seen at a Halloween party with Gigi.
He's still with Gigi?
I mean, I think that they're like very casual. But yeah, they were spotted out this weekend, I think, in New York City at a Halloween event together.
Okay, speaking of Halloween stuff, who were your favorite celebrity costumes?
Oh, did you see Heidi Klum went as a worm?
This morning I saw that, and not only did she go as a worm, but she then lied on the floor at the photo step and repeat. And that was just like, Jared Leto has nothing on her in terms of, what's it called?
Method acting.
Method acting.
What about when they said, wait, did you see the meme about the Jeffrey Dahmer Netflix? And they were like, whatever the actor's name is, they were like, he like was a method actor throughout the entire like filming process. And someone commented and was like, what does that mean?
So Evan Peters was cutting up bodies.
Yeah, I mean, that shook me.
He was just going to gay bars trying to take guys home.
Like just trying to murder people.
Take a picture.
Yeah, I didn't love that.
I was in the Midwest for literally 3 weeks and every guy sounded like Jeffrey Dahmer and I was shooketh the whole time.
Yeah, it's because they do their A's like so long.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I do have to say my favorite costume was Kendall's.
The cucumber?
Both of hers.
The
cucumber?
Yeah.
And the whatever, not Auntie.
Toy Story.
The Toy Story cowboy girl. Annie?
Annie.
I thought she looked great.
I had no inspiration this year. I mean, we were Paris and Nicole, which we were like, we honestly, Hannah, I felt like a real celebrity because we didn't go out for Halloween, but we posted a Halloween-esque photo shoot. I was like, are we Kylie Jenner, like posting this photo shoot, but not actually doing something for Halloween?
We were teasing. We teased a photo. The announcement has not dropped yet, hopefully in a couple days. But yeah, people really liked it. It made me really happy. And I didn't do anything that night. Butter and I just cuddled and listened to the crazy sounds of New York City outside.
Something that people don't talk about enough in New York City, if you live in an apartment, which most people do.
You live in New York City.
Your building controls your heat and your air conditioning. At some time in fucking fake fall, which is September, they turn your air conditioning off and now you have heat. So some buildings, you can't turn the heat off. In my building, I can turn the heat off, but like I can't turn the air on unless I like take it apart and like do something with it. So it's
a torture chamber.
So it's literally fucking sweltering. So you have to, I had to like open my windows last night to sleep and it's so fucking loud in New York City.
Oh, and you hear full conversations. Like, I'll get invested into like a couple fighting, someone cursing a guy out because he like blocked their car.
Or like they're dropping off
a drug deal,
dropping things off. At one point in the middle of the night, I turned to Craig and I, like, it was like 3 a.m. We were both like sleeping, but like awake. And I just said, I hate it here.
Well, he must be culturally shook from Charleston where he probably wakes up with like birds chirping and like people farting rainbows. No,
literally. It's like the sweet sounds of children getting on the school bus, seeing the mailman coming, and we have something like, move your fucking truck.
Someone getting injected with a heroin needle. I was at a nail salon yesterday in Chinatown. I went with basically Silver. Mm-hmm. It's gotten mixed reviews online.
Yeah.
But I'm like such a pushover. Like literally she could do anything to my nails. Yeah. Like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Thank you.
Yep.
Here's $50.
Yep.
The drama that happens around me, like every now and then, you know, when you're like, this person's going to be an issue.
Yes. Nothing. No bigger pet peeve than Upper East Side girls getting their nails done next to me, like literally full on yelling at the nail technician.
No, it could literally be everywhere, though. I've seen it in West Hampton. And you see just that one person that I guess they're probably like this everywhere. Like when they go out,
just like in life.
One girl's like, ow, you hit my cuticle. Like literally yelling like the girl just stabbed her in the gut. And everyone's like kind of looks away. And then the women start chatting.
You could literally chop my fingers off. And I'd be like, thank you. It's exactly what I wanted. No, never one time have I been like yelling at someone being like, you filed them too short. That's not what I wanted. If I ever do that, please, I give full permission to smack me in the face.
No, this woman yesterday was out of control. She was getting a pedicure next to me and she was like asking about the ingredients that are in everything.
Oh,
like,
bitch, clearly come
she
on.
Was like allergic or something.
It's nail polish. It's toxic.
It just was like, are you really trying to do this right now?
Yeah.
And then at one point, she was like, gentle, gentle. And then she literally goes, no. Give it to me.
No.
And takes the like filer and starts doing it like how she does it. And I'm like, go home.
Go home and sit on your couch and do your own nails.
Literally go home. And then like her nails were supposed to dry. And she was like, I have to go. I have to go. And they're like, it's not dry. Like, you're going to fuck it all up. Like, all the work we've done and torture we've dealt with for the last hour and a half. She's like, I don't have time to be here. And like, just making a huge scene. And then there's the women who are just on speakerphone fighting with their boyfriends.
Yeah.
Which I enjoy way more than like top 40 radio.
If there's one thing I have been guilty of before, it is being on the phone at the nail salon.
But not speaker.
Not speaker. I'm not like a full on psychopath, but I have been on the phone like with my mom because I feel like it is like a solace time where I'm like, OK, I can like tell all my gossip right now. And like the nail people don't want to talk to me. Like they don't care about what I think. But most of the time I'm just sitting there and it's nice to be quiet for a minute. It's nice to, like, not speak. It's nice to not complain about something. I feel like I go into a trance when I get my nails done because I'm just like, I don't care what happens for the next 30 minutes.
I felt that way yesterday during my pedicure. And then my manicure, I started to get, like, a little ADHD where I was like, oh, are we doing another layer? Okay. Oh, we're doing another layer. Okay. And I was like, I think, like, my leg starts bouncing. And I'm like, I think I need to get out of here. I get, like, claustrophobic
That's
sometimes.
The number one reason why I go to Gloss Lab. Because you can get your nails and toes done at the same time. So you are absolutely out of there in 30 minutes. I can't sit longer than 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, I was at like my hour and a half mark and I was like that kid in class who like
you're like, I gotta get out. What did you think about MGK and Megan Fox dressing up as Tommy Lee and Pam just full-on doing cocaine, just doing cocaine like out in the open?
Wait, where?
He was like doing
did
lines.
They post it?
People were like, too far? Question mark. He was like doing lines off of her boobs. Like, and it was definitely real cocaine. Like, Megan Fox and MGK weren't like, it wasn't a prop. Like, there's no way it was a prop. And I was just like, wait, is this what people are doing nowadays? Go in the bathroom like a normal person.
I think it's fun. They're our entertainment. So I love that they went all out.
I don't know. That felt a little far for me because I was just like, wait, this is like a little.
Weren't you Pamela Anderson?
Yeah, last year, but my corset didn't fit and I was in Charleston and I hated my life and I was just like, I hate it here.
You're like, please don't bring up that dark, dark memory. But you were kind of ahead of the curve. I do have to say, maybe it's because I was like on TikTok all night. But I feel like the costumes this year were so good because nostalgia is so in. Yeah. Like there were so many good references. Like people did like Freaky Friday with their mom. They did the Apparently Kid. Like that's amazing.
We got tagged in that 1,000,000,000 times.
A million.
That was a good one. I don't know. Halloween for me is so... Here's the thing. I feel like it's such a competitive holiday that I just like automatically opt out.
I opt out. But I do have to say we crushed ours. But I kind of like this. We do a photo like a week before.
Yep.
You get a pitchfork and put it in an Uber.
Here's the thing. Everyone's been DMing me and they're like, where's the pitchfork? The pitchfork was left at the photo studio because I couldn't transport a pitchfork back from Queens back to my apartment. And the reason I could get it there is because it was in a box. And I just, and I destroyed the box taking it out. So the pitchfork belongs to the photo studio in case they ever need it.
It also took her like a good 40 minutes
to get it out of the box.
To open the box.
Yeah.
Which we'll post the footage. So yeah, we're so excited for the upcoming announcement. Also, we still have tickets left in Atlanta for our second show. Sierra's coming.
Yep.
It's going to be lit.
I'm very excited. Very excited to go to Atlanta. You have been doing admin this week.
Oh my God, what have I been doing?
You texted me our flights to Atlanta way ahead of schedule. And you said, hey, this is the flight that I booked. Feel free to book the same.
Oh, I blacked out. I don't know who that girl was.
I was like, oh my God, she's an adult.
Well, you know what happened? Dez basically was like, do you realize that when you book flights earlier, they're cheaper? And I was like, you know what? I knew that, but I didn't really think about it. So I started booking like all my comedy flights.
Smart.
And also Sierra was like, well, if I'm going to come, you guys have to tell me when. And I was like, well, we don't know when yet.
And we do things 3 days before. Okay, what was your mental health moment? Because I feel like I need one today.
Oh my God. It was actually about relationships. And it was really interesting because the woman was talking about like, do you ever date a guy and it just like doesn't work out even though he has so much potential, but he's just like not meeting your needs.
Yeah.
And then after you see him like in a perfectly loving relationship and you're like,
literally all of my boyfriends.
Change?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he change? Is he said? And it's like, no, she was like, a lot of relationships we think of like you want a type of guy and then you get that guy and then you wonder why you're not happy, because we don't talk about not only is he right for you, but like what your actual needs are. And you learn that by dating, and I feel like we know it by our gut, but we don't think about it like, oh, my needs aren't being met. We're just like, it doesn't feel right. But like if you think about it like needs, like let's say I need, like I'm at a six, that's my rating, like I want affection, I want emotional support, I want time, like whatever it is, that's six. And he's trying his very best. It's not like if he could, he would. He literally is coulding as hard as he wouldding.
Yeah.
And he's only getting to a four.
Yeah.
And you just like are like this. And that could mean, it doesn't mean like, oh, he's not calling you enough. It could literally like any part of the relationship. It's just not it for you. But then with that next girl, because of whatever her history is, where she is emotionally in her life, her maturity level, she might just need a four. He's not giving her a six. He's giving her a four, but her, to be complete, she only needs a four because of whoever she is as a person. And she might feel like it's a six to her.
Right. We all have like a different level of neediness. And it's not even neediness. I feel personally offended and attacked that I haven't gotten thank you notes from girlfriends after me, you know, because I'm just like, listen, bitch, you think that he's great? I taught him to be great. And then I let him out into the wild and said, go be great for someone else.
No, but Paige, I'm telling you, he's the same dude. He's the same dude he was to you, to her.
Oh, my condolences.
I actually recently saw an interview. Actually, it was Sophia Franklin with Lala Kent.
Oh, okay.
So Lala was basically saying that she's now friends with Amber Childs.
Wow.
The original wife who fucking hated her. Mm-hmm. Because let's be honest, Lala was the next girl.
Yep.
Or the girl that there was kind of a weird gray area with, and how they were not cool. They hated each other. And then after the cheating, they got so close. Amber was like, thank you for taking him from me.
Yeah,
and
like
Lala was like, fuck you for like not warning like, me about this.
It's so crazy how girls like are always like pitted against each other when in reality, like most of the time they would be friends if it wasn't for like society. Like wanting them to fight, or like there has to be like a fight, you know?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the time I would be friends with a lot of the people my exes have dated because they clearly have great taste. It's not even needs. It's like, maybe like the fucking demons that he has are more familiar to them because like their mom treated them that way. So they know how to cope with it better. Like that kind of shit.
And it's also just finding someone where like your trauma heals their trauma and like vice versa. Do you know what I mean?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
I have a mental health moment. I said to my therapist, like, oh, I feel like I only need to do like once every 2 weeks.
Oh my God, I want to tell that to my therapist. She but I'm started. Scared to. Did you say it to her?
Yeah.
She said no.
She started laughing and she said, I feel like we're on a once a week type schedule. She was like, and I feel like that's going to be best for you.
Dude, that's a problem with therapists. They never let you break up with them because they literally can gaslight you and be like, no, 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 you can't do life without me. And then you're like,
yeah. No, I mean, okay. I don't want to break up with my therapist ever. I think she's like the best person I've ever met in my life. But I was just like, I feel like I don't really have things like once a week. And she was like, okay, Paige. But then like if we do every 2 weeks, we don't have enough time for you to even get through your story before we start actually talking about it. So we're going to keep it once a week, you literal psycho. And I was like, okay, thank you.
People joke that therapy is either like a gossip day or like just like a sad day. And some days it's a gossip day. I'm like, you're not going to believe like
when my I can tell when my therapist is trying to like remember every character in the story. And she's like, wait, wait, wait. Okay, got it. Yep. And then what happened? And I'm like, I love that you're doing all this mental math because it is a lot.
My therapist has actually gotten to the point where she dislikes people in my story more than I dislike them. Like I literally at one point was like, I think I should like talk to this person, and she was like, abso-fucking-lutely
not. Or when your therapist like hits you with a wow. Okay, wow. And like she has to mentally process, and you're like, no, I know, right? Like they actually did that. And she's just like, yeah, okay. Well, we're going to unpack this for a minute.
My first therapy session was iconic, like with this recent therapist, with this last one, because her whole thing, she was like, you really care about like results, like you're yeah. very like win-lose mentality, very black and white, and like life is not like that. It's like how you were raised, you were always like an athlete, so we have to really work on that. And I was like, okay. And she's like, so what's going on? And I told her like all the crazy shit that was going on with me with reality TV. It took me like 40 yeah. minutes to like delve really deep. Yeah. And she goes, wow, this is by far the craziest thing that any of my clients are dealing with. And I go, so I won, bitch. I won. Bye. Bye, you're bitch.
Like, I love being on top. Thank you. My therapy is just like, my therapist, I feel like the number one thing she says to me is like, and have you said this out loud? And I was like, no, bitch, I'm a Scorpio. I keep all this shit in. You're the only person that knows. She's like, it might help if you said this to that person. I'm like, I would never.
She's like, yeah, with my eyes, I said it. I was
like, no. I was like, have other people know what I'm thinking? Not me, not now, not ever. She's like, okay, it's not great.
Ooh, I actually also have another good mental health moment. I work on like what do you do in a given day? Because like yeah. I feel like with us, we have a lot of highs and lows in our career,
yeah.
and we're not good at the mundane. And like happiness is the mundane, like waking yeah. up on a Monday and just being like happy you're existing, which like what a concept,
right?
So no. I've been trying to like
so many do people my bed. came at me for that. They're like, you wake up every day and you're like, fuck. And I'm like, what's the alternative? Like, what drugs are you guys taking that you don't?
But this is the thing, because I used to do this. I'd like work out every day because I was like, if I don't work out, I'm worthless.
Yeah.
I would like go out with friends because I'm like, if I don't, I'm a fucking loser. I would make my bed because I'm like, if I don't, like I'm gross. I like wouldn't want to do it because I was making these decisions out of fear.
Yes.
So the way you change your day is to make decisions out of love.
Yeah.
Which literally is like, I want to drink this water this morning because I love myself. Mm-hmm. Or like, I want to go hang out with my friends because I literally love them so much. I want to clean my room because I love when my space is nice. And it's literally like playing tricks with your brain. But when you do things out of love, it like makes your day so much better, because I do things out of fear, because so that's how I was controlled as a kid.
Yeah,
like with coaches, it's like, if you don't work out, you're gonna lose.
Yep. Or like, if you don't finish your homework, you're not gonna have a job. You're just like, wait, what?
Yes. You will be homeless if you fail this algebra test in seventh grade. You yeah. will be living on the streets for the rest of your life.
It's just, therapy is just so fucking good. And really, it's taken me, I feel like, until I'm like 30 to realize the real way therapy works for you is if you're so brutally honest with your therapist. Because I used to go through times where I would like lie to my therapist, and I'm like, this is a waste of both of our times. And now I'm so honest, and like, that's where I get the wows every four sentences. She's like, wow, okay, whoa.
Do you ever go where she pauses and she goes, that is so sad. Where she goes, does that really make sense though? Like, if you think about it.
That's horrible. And then you're both just silent for a second, and you're just like, yeah, no, I know.
Like, it's just such a somber. No, what I'll do is I'll say something and she'll be shook. Next level shook. And then I go, and then, and she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, I'm always on to the next thing. And she's like, whoa, whoa, sit in that, sit yeah. in that. And I'm like, no, bitch, this is part one. We have 17 parts to this. That was a fucking oh my appetite God. Cleanser.
It's so, like, you can't help but laugh, because if you don't laugh, you'll literally cry. You're just like, wait. My biggest thing in therapy, too, is that, like, it really is. Being happy is playing a fucking trick on your mind. Mine is always like, I have social anxiety, and like, I'm always convinced that everybody hates me at all times. And like, if I say this, like, did I say too much? Do they like not like me? And like, my therapist will just be like, have you ever thought of not thinking that? And I'm just like, what? Why would I not think that? And she's like, have you ever just thought, like, nobody is thinking that about you and you're making it up in your head? And you're just like,
and you're like, no, I read it on an Instagram comment.
I'm like, no, this was personally messaged to me. So
no, but they give you permission to change your thought process. Yes. And like, thought processes are habits, and like they say, like, you can change your habits.
Yeah.
Like, your brain is so malleable. But another piece of advice my therapist gave me, because I was like, you know when you wake up and you're like, I'm gonna change, I'm a different person yes. today, like, I have my shit together, I love admin, I am like on yep. my shit. She's like, that never works, you burn yourself out. She's like, do one little thing a day, and if you do 1% different every day, by the end of the month you're 30% different.
So
god
much.
We are like therapists.
We're basically literally therapists.
We're honestly, we're toxic therapists.
But here's the thing, Hannah. I feel like we are better than we think we are, because we are also the two people that, like, okay, perfect example, reality TV. Like, everyone's like, oh my God, you're such a shitster. I'm actually not. It's that people want to tell us things. Like, I didn't ask for this information. I did not go in saying, hey, give me all the gossip. It's that I genuinely feel like people feel comfortable with us to say things, because they're like, well, your life is super fucked up, so I feel like I can yeah. tell you about my fucked up life.
You're gonna give it to him straight. And we're also self-aware, which doesn't always work with reality TV editing. When you're self-aware, they don't want to show you being self-aware.
No,
because that's not good reality TV. I do have to say, I'll see these TikToks come up on my algorithm that are like, oh, are you the person in the family that calls out people's bullshit, so like you get treated like the black sheep? And I was like, oh, like that legit happened to me.
Yeah.
On reality TV.
Yes. It's just such a weird life.
Speaking of weird, why do I want to buy Balenciaga croc heels?
What?
Like, I feel like an urge. Like, the more you want me not to, the more I want to. I have to talk to my therapist about that.
Okay, but realistically, where are you wearing them?
Where am I not wearing them? To run errands, to go to events, to go to dinner.
Were they comfortable? Could you put them in sport mode?
So could I sprint like a motherfucker? Wait, Paige, they're so comfortable. And like,
how high is
conversation
the heel
starter? How high? Normal.
Like a 3 to 4 incher.
Yep, 3 to 4 incher. So comfy, but they are $600.
It's, you don't need them.
I mean, obviously, I don't need them.
Unless you're like in the midst of you redoing your apartment, not your and Des's apartment, your specific apartment.
My apartment.
And you have them like somewhere almost in like a display, like as like an art piece.
Okay, that's fun.
Like, I don't hate that at all. It's almost like funny.
I'm the person that I run through my shoes so much, and I feel like these Balenciaga Crocs would be sturdy.
I don't think so.
I feel like you don't support me.
Not in this endeavor.
No, you just
I don't
sound like my mom.
Not in this endeavor. I don't.
Speaking of not liking things, what did you write about Craig?
What?
Craig doesn't like the thing that holds the world together.
So I don't even know how we got on this. Oh, this is how it was. One night I was like, I'm ordering Chipotle. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm craving it. And Craig was like, so crazy, I've never had Chipotle.
What?
And I was like, that's insane. Why? And he was like, well, I think it's because, like, I don't really like guacamole. And I was like, just writing it down in my notes to bring it up to my therapist. I'm just like, I'm with someone who doesn't like guacamole. And he was like, no. Like, if it's on the table and there are chips, I'll eat it. But I'm not ordering guacamole. And he's like, and I'm not a huge burrito person or taco person. It just keeps getting worse.
Wait, no. I would literally have Mexican every night.
I know
if
you would.
People didn't judge me.
I know you would. You love Mexican.
Does he eat Taco Bell?
Like there are times where like the only time I ever have Taco Bell is like if it's been a rough week and at like 2 a.m. I'm like, fuck it, I'm ordering Taco Bell. And that's really the only time he's ever eaten it, where like I'm eating a cheesy gordita crunch and he'll be like, what is that? And then I'm like,
and he's probably not sober.
Yeah, and I'm like, I obviously got you one too. And I take it out of the bag and he's like, this is amazing. But he's not actively thinking about Taco Bell.
This is my thing. I just don't trust his taste. It's like, crazy. First, he doesn't eat bread in America.
Right.
And then he won't eat guacamole at Chipotle, which people will pay $4 for.
Yep.
I mean, Chipotle, I've spent $36 on myself at Chipotle.
Yeah, every time. Because sometimes...
Also, like, they're chips with the lime.
Also, what if I want a kid's quesadilla just to see what happens? Throw it in there.
Guys, the key is to get a side tortilla.
Have you ever had the lemonade at Chipotle?
No.
Do yourself a favor, order the lemonade.
Shut the fuck up.
I forget what brand it is.
Do you remember when Chipotle was so huge, like everyone got it every second, and then there was like an E. coli outbreak, and everyone was like, do we risk it all?
I think I risked it all a few times. I was like, whatever. Honestly, if I was like, if this is how I
go, this is how I go.
I was like, summer's around the corner.
You go, wait, so I get to eat Chipotle and lose 20 pounds? What's
Sign
going on?
Sign me the fuck up.
Wait, so does he go to Mexican with you and what does he order?
Like.
Arroz con pollo?
Like a fajita? I don't know.
Oh no, I know what he gets. Tortilla soup.
Yeah, he does. He literally does. So that was a revelation that I learned. And he actually said, he was like, don't tell anyone that. Like I don't want people to know that. And I was like, this is immediately going on Giggly Squad. Thank you.
I have a question for you. Do you ever order a side salad just to feel healthier, but you never touch it?
Yeah. Every time I order pizza, I order a side salad. Not one time has that been eaten, except like sometimes the olives will be eaten off of the salad.
I did it like twice this last week where I ordered nachos and a Caesar salad.
You're not eating that. You're not eating
and people thought it was for two different people because, like, who would ever do that? But Caesar salads, when they put too much Caesar on it, like, it's super unhealthy and, like, I can't eat it.
I'm an extra dressing kind of girl, so I don't ever feel that. But
oh, you like it drowning.
Yeah, I like it drowning.
Like you want Caesar with like a little leaf
in it. Yes, I want mainly Caesar dressing and then happen to have a piece of lettuce in there. It's same way with like cereal. I need over the amount of milk. The more and more I hang out with like people or like whatever, the more I realize more people are eating regular milk, like drinking regular milk.
Well, that was a trend you started.
And I feel like I really did start that. I was like, fuck it. I'm drinking the cow milk.
You know what it is? Life is too short to have something taste like cardboard.
Okay, you had in your, in the notes, special forces. And I'd love.
Literally can't remember what that. Pay me $1 million. I have no idea what I meant by that. Special forces.
Honestly, half the things that I write in the notes, it's like right after I've taken a gummy and I'm like, this is gonna be so funny to talk about on the podcast. And the next morning I'm like, no one needs to talk about the evolution of forks, but thanks, Paige.
Oh, no, like my notepad is just full of like joke ideas that I'm like, no idea what that meant. I did write something called mewing. Do you know what mewing is?
No.
Apparently it's a thing that girls do when they get photos taken where they like you put your tongue at like the top of your mouth.
Oh, I've been trying this.
I can't do it.
My throat looks bigger when I do it.
It makes my throat look bigger. But my Nana, Nana still got it, has always, whenever we take a photo since I was a little baby, she'd always go, wait, I have to swallow. So I feel like she invented mewing.
Nana invented it. Fully invented it.
I don't,
it like
you have to
hurts.
Do something weird with your tongue, and like people, they're not like telling you, like they're
like, oh, put it at the roof of your mouth, and I'm like, but how? I need like a camera inside someone's mouth. Yeah. So like, know how to do. That's what it's called, mewing.
It's called mewing, which I think was the name of a Pokemon.
Remember when there was the trend that like Mary-Kate and Ashley said that when they take pictures, they say the word prune. and that was like a thing for a while where it was like, and then we'd like get in pictures and you'd be like, prune. I feel like next year, Hannah, that's our Halloween costume.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Yeah.
Us as blondes. Mm-hmm. Are we, okay, are we doing retro, like them looking cute from a movie, or are we doing like goth?
We're doing post Disney Channel, like post wholesome movies. We're doing all black, massive like pocketbooks. I can't believe I just said the word pocketbook. And like cigarettes.
I feel like you're Ashley, I'm Mary-Kate.
Yeah.
Okay. Just
double check. People were DMing me and they're like, it would have been funnier if Hannah was Paris. And I was like, it actually would have been.
Actually, it would have been funny. But your outfit looks so good. And people were like, why didn't you get butter? And I was like, first of all, we can't afford butter. Butter's rates are insane. Someone at this was point. Like, she knows she's a cultural icon.
Justice for your fat dog for not being in this photo. Polo was like, I'm booked and busy. I have meatballs to eat at 6 p.m. off my like jock.
Butter was not going to cooperate. And no. She's been known to be a diva when it comes to photo shoots. I did one photo with her when I worked with Roadway Moving. And I was like, Butter, just take the photo. So she has been in. Oh, she was also in a Bud Light post with me. She only works for like big bucks, and we were not budgeting for Butter in that campaign.
Butter doesn't get out of bed like Naomi Campbell for less than 10 grand. Like, get away from her.
Yep, she's still in bed right now. I have to like talk to someone to get to her now.
You don't watch Tell Me Lies, or you do watch it?
I don't. What is it?
Oh my God. It's a show on Hulu that was just like, it was so good in the beginning, and then right in the middle toward the end, I was like, okay, we got it. Like, let's move on. And then the last episode was probably one of the best episodes I've seen of TV in a really long time.
It had a little twist.
Had a massive twist.
Wait, I love twists.
So if you haven't watched Tell Me Lies, I'm not going to like spoil anything, but like it's now that like the full season is on Hulu, it's a really good weekend binge.
Who's in it?
Nobody famous.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah, I love that.
It's like early reality TV.
Yeah. You're like, wait, raw. I really like all these people. Let's wait till season two. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the US using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/GigglySquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/GigglySquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home.
In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
I've been watching I Am a Stalker on Netflix because...
Oh, I just saw the commercial for this. Is it good?
It's really good because they find the person that's been convicted of stalking.
Okay.
And 80% of stalkers are men, obviously. Duh. And they talk about how, like, you can get a restraining order against anyone, mm-hmm. but it doesn't, like, protect you. It's literally just so if they do it again, it's a felony.
Okay.
So, like, getting a restraining order, you don't feel any safer.
Sounds
You're almost, like, just looking over your shoulder, like, when's the next time? And so they interview the stalker. And some of the people have, like, awareness. They're like, look, I'm on the spectrum. I have trouble with, like, my emotions. I get really angry. I have abandonment issues.
Are they and stalkers of random people or stalkers of celebrities?
No. No. They're always stalking, like, girlfriends.
Got it. I went to it's a like psychic serial one killers. Time, and she said that I have a stalker that lives in Florida, and, like, they're not going to hurt me, but at some point I will come face to face with them. And this was, like, 2 years ago, and I haven't forgotten about it.
Who said that to you?
A psychic. And at the time, I was getting, like, these really weird messages from this, like, one man. And then, like, I kept getting the same message from, like, made-up Instagrams. But this guy, like, lived in Texas. And I had to, like, block all of it. And then it, like, stopped. But I do think that I have a stalker somewhere. Because every once in a while, I'll get a creepy message about, like, where I am. And especially living in...
Because you tagged the location. She's like, this guy knows where I am all the time, and he knows my outfit.
We had a really weird situation happen in Charleston where this woman, like, DM'd me and was, like, bitching me out and was like, we don't want you in Charleston. I was like, yeah, 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 me neither, bitch. And she was like, I live on Craig Street and we hate you. And I, like, showed Craig the person. And he was like, I have no idea who that is. And then Craig got a weird DM being like, I just saw you ordered a pizza. And we had just ordered a pizza. And it was so fucking creepy. And I was like, great, this is how I go.
No.
I know. So I don't really fuck with the stalker shit. Like, it really scares me.
But what was crazy about this is some of these stalkers were literally married to the person. But what? It shows, like, it's a lot of these men that have these horrible patterns. And I'm telling you, when men are abusive, you're not the only one they're abusive to. They have patterns with every woman they interact with, like this. This one guy has had stalker, like, also, I hate to say this, but, like, ask about their exes. Like, you have to ask. Like, I don't need details, but, like, know how it ended. Like, you know the red flags. And he's like, she was fucking crazy. Like,
yeah. When are we just going to get rid of all the men?
So this one guy, he marries this woman and he starts getting drunk. He starts using heroin. He starts beating her. And she's basically like runs away. She moves from Arkansas to Illinois. He finds her. He's showing up at places. He shows up to her work, is trying to kill her. Because, like, these men want control. And when they lose control of you, the best way to control you is to literally put you in the ground.
I once had a boyfriend. This was, like, early, early years of my life. And he would... My mom ended up having to lock me in my room. But he would threaten me and tell me he was going to kill me and bury me in Vermont. And it's not funny because I think that
Beautiful Falls in Vermont.
Actually would have done it. And
good
I was
skiing.
Like, joke's on you because now I film a reality show in Vermont where I would like to die.
You start texting him. You're like, hey, you know, I know it was a while ago, but
come into town because I'd like to end it all right here. Thank you.
Wait, that's so crazy. But again, like a lot of murders, stalking, they're from men you know.
No.
So ladies, don't trust anyone around you. It's not these random people like in an alley. It's these people you let into your life who are actually crazy. When you see the red flags, like the earlier you get out, the better. Another one was this woman who left her husband for this younger guy. And then she started to just see red flags. She wasn't into it. She left him and he stalked the shit out of her. And some of these people are not aware that they did anything wrong. And then some of them are just like, yeah,
and that's
I have to
on
work on myself.
That's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting because it's you're talking to the stalker where they're like literally explaining how they got from not stalking to starting to stalk this person to be in jail.
Sick.
Yeah.
And that's our show for the week.
And that's our show. We love you guys so much. We have some big announcements coming up. And honestly, like, I'm so obsessed with the Gigglers. I want to make out with all of you.
And we will at our live show.
Bye, bitches. Thanks for giggling.